Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 62 this afternoon under sunny skies. Winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows around 36. High of 71 tomorrow. Clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Officers in western Kansas have made several arrests regarding human trafficking in only a matter of days. At least two of the vehicles are from Arizona as a part of the number of arrests. Marshall Unruh with the Wallace County Sheriff's Office stopped a van on U.S. Highway 40 and arrested two people and are being processed with 11 counts of felony human trafficking. Another man was arrested for human trafficking after transporting 12 people from Arizona. They have now been transported to a hotel in Syracuse. Another 911 call states that a man was attempting to displace victims at a hotel by force. Officials say that this is an ongoing investigation and no further details are being released. In other news, racing fans were disappointed after strong winds canceled a highly anticipated night on the track after the Kansas Outlaw Classic at 81 Speedway was canceled due to the concern for the drivers.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast, tough disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
An explosion in Buckland has led to three people dying and one hospitalized. This happened around 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, and members of Ford County Sheriff's Office, Ford County Fire and EMS, and the Buckland Fire Department responded. The three people were found dead inside the building, and the fourth person was transported to a hospital for medical treatment. The Kansas State Fire Marshal Office is investigating the situation along with those departments. The third largest seed company has broken ground on a new distribution and research facility in Salina. Beck's is Indiana-based and is also the largest family-owned retail seed company. The 140-acre site will be home to a 96,000-square-foot distribution building and 100 acres of farmland. Their products include high-yielding corn, soybeans, milo grow, sorghum, wheat, alfalfa, corn silage, and Great Harvest Organics. The company also plans to hire locally for several positions. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. On May 14th of 2024, voters will head to the polls for their party's primary, and that's why Nebraska election officials have met in Kearney. And for the first time in the state, people will need a photo voter ID to cast their ballot. Valid forms of ID include a driver's license or state ID, a Nebraska college or university ID, a passport, military ID, or a tribal ID, a hospital, assisted living facility, nursing home, or any other skilled care facility document, or a political subdivision ID. The Nebraska Department of Economic Development awarded the Grand Island Children's Museum $5 million as a part of its 2023 Shovel Ready Grant Program. This is a cash match program, with the museum already raising $1.3 million so far. And they have until December of 2024 to raise the remaining $3.7 million.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or sevenclans.com. Marcus King, live in concert December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Recent public meetings, including the Marshall County Jail Project informational meeting and the Marysville Candidates Forum, are available for replay or download in their entirety on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Washington County Commissioners heard an update on American Rescue Plan funding last week, working on getting a quote for a fire escape on the backside of the courthouse, and the committee has decided to give each fire department, Lynn and Washington EMS, additional money for equipment previously requested. Nemaha County Commissioners voted unanimously to vacate a portion of K Road in Illinois Township, that following a public hearing. Bids for overlay on the Baileyville Road were discussed with no decisions made. Sheriff's Office reported receiving grants of $350,000 to replace the radio dispatch system and another toward bulletproof vests. It was also reported the Sheriff's Department is concerned with remaining budget levels for this year and the amount allotted for next year. Commissioners turned down a request from the City of Seneca to participate financially in funding grant matching toward development of a fitness court the city is developing. A mediator has been appointed by the Kansas State Board of Education in a petition regarding district boundaries with USD 113, Prairie Hills, by three adjacent districts, including Vermilion, Frankfort Centralia, Nemaha Central, and Jackson Heights. The request for mediation followed stalled talks among the districts who are challenging boundary changes. Voter registration for the November 7th general election will close Tuesday at 5 p.m. Advance balloting begins then on October 18th for the general election. In addition to the Marshall County Clerk's Office, you may also register at the Axtell, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Vermilion, and Waterville City Clerk's offices. River Valley Extension District Tuesday will feature a tree planting workshop in Clifton. Community Forester Kim Bomberger with the Kansas Forest Service and River Valley Horticulture Agent Kelsey Hattisall will offer hands-on demonstrations as to the correct way to plant a new tree and showing how to correctly prune established trees. Participants should dress for working outside, bring gloves, tools will be provided. RSVP requested through the Washington County Extension Office at 785-325-2121. The tree planting workshop Tuesday afternoon at 1 at Bermer Memorial Park in Clifton. A caregiver's guide to finances managing money will be offered Tuesday evening in Washington. The free program through the Alzheimer's Association will help you learn about the cost of caregiving, benefits of early planning, teach you how to avoid financial abuse and fraud, start a conversation about finances, assess financial and legal needs, and find support. The program will be Tuesday evening at 7 at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room in Washington. RSVP requested contact the River Valley Extension District Office at 785-325-2121. State historic sites, including the Hollenberg Station State Historic Site near Hanover, will close for the season effective today. Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society will host a Pizza Hut fundraiser Monday evening, with a portion of all sales going toward restoration efforts at the historic depot in Marysville. Marshall County Outreach Flu Clinics continue Monday in Axtell, Summerfield, and Beatty, Tuesday at the Frankfort Nutrition Site from 9 to 10 a.m., Vermilion City Hall 10:30 to 11:10, and a final stop Thursday at Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance from 11 to 11:30. Schedule an immunization forms online at marshallcohealth.org. Residents reminded to bring current insurance cards. Todd J. Landall, age 53, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Marysville American Legion. Private family burial at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Todd Landall. Harlan M. Richter, age 79, of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will receive friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Anders Feifley Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Arlen Richter. William Bill Doughty, age 63, of Oldsburg, passed away Friday. Graveside services at the Carnahan Creek Cemetery pending, with the Anders Feifley Funeral Home of Riley in charge of arrangements for Bill Doughty. Jason R. Smith, age 36, of Beatty, passed away October 5th. Private service will be held at a later date with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Jason Smith. Maureen Hendricks, age 72, of Topeka, passed away October 11th. Services pending with the Axe to Landreth Funeral Home in charge for Maureen Hendricks.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Attention parents, Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will be holding an early childhood screening Friday, October 13th at the Marysville Elementary School and Friday, October 20th at the Waterville Elementary School from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. If your child, age 3 to 5, is experiencing difficulties walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, call 785-562-5308 to make an appointment. Screenings are conducted by qualified professionals and are absolutely free of charge. Give your child the best start in life. Schedule your appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. And partly cloudy into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Wednesday. Otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. And rain may continue early Wednesday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying sunny Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s, then partly cloudy into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Warmer on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, and clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Conditions staying sunny and average throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s, and clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. And more sunshine likely on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 69, record high on this date 98. The average low 44 and the record low 24. Sunrise this morning 7:37, sunset this evening at 6:48.
Falling leaves are the hallmark of the season. For avid gardeners, they're like pennies from heaven. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 16th. It is the 289th day of the year, and actor Tim Robbins is celebrating a birthday. Some people see hours of back-breaking work when leaves are ankle-deep on the lawn. Others see dollar signs. In fact, the leaves of one large shade tree amount to $50 worth of plant food and humus when composted. Pound for pound, they contain twice the minerals of manure. The best leaves for composting are maple, birch, ash, and those from fruit trees. Oak leaves are acidic, so make them a smaller percentage of your compost. And if leaves are slow to decompose, your pile is probably low on nitrogen. Add some manure or grass clippings to get things going and shred the leaves for faster breakdown. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Or H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from B&W Electric, Christy Anders Funeral Home, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, and Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Hi, my name is Norman Jurgensen, and I am a member of the Boston Boosters 4-H Club. My favorite part of 4-H is getting to experience growth for myself and all of my projects, from goats to baking and civic engagement. However, I also get to help other people experience their own growth through the Leadership Project. I am able to help younger members accomplish goals. Please consider checking out your local 4-H club and see what kind of growth you or your child could have.
My name is Chelsea Baker, and I am in the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. The past 5 years, I have grown to enjoy showing goats at the fair. 4-H teaches me leadership and confidence.
4-H creates real opportunity for kids across Kansas and across the country, creating a space for learning, connecting, and belonging. Providing youth a place to feel valued, heard, and connected, 4-H is more than a feeling. 4-H provides empowering experiences that create confidence and fosters a sense of real belonging for kids everywhere. Kansas 4-H groups are building the next generation of leaders for our communities. To join a 4-H group or find out how you can be involved, visit kansas4-h.org or reach out to your local extension agent.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from B&W Electric, Christy Anders Funeral Home, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, and Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
4-H.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Avery Johnson took over for Will Howard after a field goal on the opening possession and a punt after that. He led the offense down and scored a touchdown. Howard and Johnson continued to rotate for the rest of the first half, but eventually Avery Johnson replaced Will Howard in the middle of a drive and eventually finding the end zone on just one of his five rushing touchdowns. He ended up finishing the game 8-for-9 with 77 yards through the air, along with 13 carries for 90 yards, and number 5 had 5 touchdowns. The Wildcats eventually won the game 38-21 over the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Trayshawn Ward also filled in on the ground, 15 carries for 118 yards, along with DJ Giddens getting 12 carries for 53 yards. Ben Sennett, the tight end, led the team in receiving yards with 6 catches and 72 yards. Kobe Savage, on the defensive side, was able to get 2 interceptions, along with VJ Payne getting an interception of his own. K-State will have the national runners-ups from last year at home next week in TCU. Mid-America Network Sports.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast, tough disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Jayhawks, on the other hand, were not able to continue their winning ways as they fell to Oklahoma State, just like K-State did the week before. Jason Bean was able to throw for 410 yards and 5 touchdowns, but he also threw 2 interceptions. They moved away from the rushing attack, with Devin Neal only getting 66 yards and Daniel Hyshaw Jr. only having 24. Mason Fairchild, the tight end from Andale, Kansas, had 5 catches for 95 yards with 2 touchdowns, and Quentin Skinner capitalized on his only 2 catches of the game, having 91 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Trevor Wilson had just 4 catches with a touchdown of his own, along with 86 yards. Unfortunately, that was not enough to stop the Oklahoma State Cowboys, as Alan Bowman threw 336 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Ollie Gordon on the ground had 29 carries for 168 yards and a touchdown. Next week, the Jayhawks will move to the other Oklahoma school in the number 6, Sooners. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville High girls tennis team finished runner-up to Wichita Collegiate in the state tennis tournament at Topeka. Shea Kramer finished 3rd in singles, winning her first 2 matches, then lost in the semifinals, and coming back in the consolation to win 6-4, 6-4. Rose Latta and Caden Spurgeon took 6th in doubles. Aubrey Vering and Kate Fries placed 9th. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs win the Twin Valley League Volleyball Tournament 25-18, 25-19 over Centralia. Valley Heights advanced, winning versus Hanover, and Centralia handled Clifton Clyde. Haxtell Boys and Centralia Girls won their respective divisions in the Twin Valley League meet at Seneca Thursday. Grady Bussing and Gavin Shaughnessy won 2 for the boys, with Chris Fulkerson of Centralia 4th, Hudson Nemechek of Valley Heights 5th, Titus Cobb of Blue Valley 6th, Brody Applegarth of Washington County 7th, Garrison Sand of Washington County 8th, and Blaise Bussing of Axtell 10th. Washington County finished runner-up. Mackenzie Baker of Washington County, 1st in the girls' division. Keelan Rempe and Malia Talley of Centralia ran 3-4, with Court Thompson finishing 9th.
High school football scores from Friday night in North Central Kansas League action. Marysville defeats Hiawatha 28-0. Wamego handles Clearwater 45-10. Clay Center topples Rock Creek 26-12. Concordia defeats Beloit 15-6, while Abilene shuts out Augusta 42-0, while Heston topples Chapman 34-20. In 8-man action, Hanover handles Lynn 60-12. Axtell marches past Frankfort 46-0. Washington County falls 56-0 at El Saline. Clifton Clyde defeats Rock Hills 58-6, and Blue Valley defeats Donovan West 54-6. In 11-man action, Centralia defeats Riverside 46-8. Valley Heights handles Wabunsee 64-26, while Troy topples Onega 48-13.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY. Scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
A recent discussion on the sex of eggplant fruit inspired me to share a bit of basic botany. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fruit, whether an eggplant, apple, or orange, is the product of the sex of the flowers, but they themselves do not have a sex. So you can quit looking for the male and female belly buttons when selecting yours in the produce department or farmer's market. Flowers contain male and female reproductive parts. Some are all in one flower, others are strictly male, and others are strictly female and may occur on the same plant or different plants. That's why you see male ginkgo trees recommended. These lack female flowers and therefore do not produce the smelly fruit. Male flower parts contain the pollen that transfers via insects, wind, water, or gravity to the female flower parts. Once the pollen enters the female flower structure, fertilization and fruit formation occurs. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
We've all heard that some things are just too good to be true. That's, in a sense, the theme to One Man's Collection. It's a fun yet important place to perhaps reflect on what's true and what's not, and how to tell the difference. I'll take you to meet a most interesting man on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked. And that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
He has to be one of the most fun and interesting men I ever interviewed, a curator of a most fascinating museum.
My name is Bob McCoy. I'm the founder and curator of the Museum of Questionable Medical Devices in Minneapolis.
Some folks refer to it as a quackery museum. The collection began in 1979.
I've always been kind of a skeptic of things, and some years ago, I saw a fellow at the Art Institute trying to make a machine work that was a phrenology machine that measures the bumps on your head and prints out a paper tape. Well, I stepped up and got it running for him. He later gave me all these machines, so that's how we got started.
Bob is happy to demonstrate many of his machines and the unusual noises they make. One uses electrical shock to regrow your hair. Another has you breathing ozone to give your body renewed energy. Still another, called the vibrating chair, is supposed to shake you into better health, even helping you digest food properly. I found it only gave me a headache for the rest of the interview. Bob says a certain segment of the public distrusts mainstream medicine. While there is nothing wrong with examining the benefits of alternative treatments, he says too many people today are still being duped into believing outlandish claims.
If it's too good to be true, it probably is. People have got to be more skeptical. We need to get a better sense of science.
Bob passed in the early 2000s, and today his collection has a home at the Science Museum of Minnesota, where it is a permanent exhibit. He always hoped his collection brought a smile, but also alerted people to the fraud that could be perpetrated on uninformed consumers. Traveling the countryside in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Thistles are pesky plants to control because of their vast root systems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When it comes to getting rid of them, timing is everything as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Walk through your pastures and scout for thistles. The wily weeds propagate very quickly and choke out any grasses growing there. Animals won't graze near them because of their prickly spines and unpalatable flavor, which can lead to overgrazing in other areas. Chris Proctor is a weed management extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the best time to control biennial and perennial thistles is now through early November, when the weed is at its most vulnerable in the rosette stage.
The plants are just small at that point. And so if we're talking, you know, herbicide controls, generally speaking, the smaller the plants, the more effective the control is. I'd say the other part is they're still actively growing. Once they go through winter, they kind of have to harden themselves off to survive winter. And so if you can catch them in the fall as a rosette, they haven't gone through that overwintering process and that dormancy process. And so you tend to have more effective control.
Small populations are much easier to control than larger, more robust populations. Mowing, burning, and digging out the plants will weaken them and may help the effectiveness of herbicides. But keep in mind that there is no one-and-done silver bullet when it comes to good thistle control.
You're not going to kill all those rhizomes and those deep-rooted plants in 1 year. If you got a pretty well-established stand, it's going to be a multi-year process to manage it. So one of the keys is preventing these weeds from setting seed. If they go to seed, you're extending the amount of time it's going to take to get ahead of it. So part of this is controlling the seed bank.
Using good cultural practices that result in vigorous, dense, and uniform stands will help keep pastures competitive with invading weeds. Learn more about battling thistles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Let all things now live in a song of thanksgiving to God the Creator, triumphantly raise, who fashioned and made us, protected and stable.
Hi, this is Jay Biz. Twin Village Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team. Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities. We could really use your help. Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and retirement package. Apply for a full or part-time position at our Greenleaf or Beatty locations. We're online at twinvalleyframes.com/jobopenings. Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
KNDY.
Progress slows for global agricultural productivity. That's next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The new Global Agricultural Productivity Report is out, and Executive Editor Tom Thompson of Virginia Tech University says total factor productivity, the benchmark for measuring ag production growth, is falling behind.
We are on track to fall far below the TFP growth needed. Unfortunately, during 2011 to 2021, average annual global TFP growth fell to 1.14%, ending two decades of robust growth and falling well below our target.
Thompson says progress is measured based on farmland already in production.
With constrained access to productivity-enhancing tools, farmers are expanding agricultural land into wildlands at an alarming rate. In sub-Saharan Africa, the conversion of lands to agricultural production was the highest seen since the 1980s, and average TFP growth was the lowest observed since the 1970s.
Muramiso Mashumba is a farmer in Zimbabwe and head of the Global Farmer Network.
Climate change has made farming very, very difficult in Zimbabwe and very unpredictable. We're not investing enough in science. We're not investing enough in research to find out what are we going to do in the future or even right now in order for us to improve our productivity.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Soy Checkoff, along with the National Oilseed Processors Association, has partnered on a new economic impact study to help engage farmers and the agricultural community about the importance of the soybean industry to the United States and individual state economies. As Ed Lammers with the United Soybean Board Secretary and Nebraska farmer shared details on the findings that they've seen in the study so far.
So as a farmer, sometimes we kind of get in our daily routine and don't think about the big picture. And this study that USB and the crush industry come together to do showed us some great results and some really eye-opening contributions that the soy sector adds to the national economy. $124 billion per year. That's a big, big number. We got a lot of jobs that also fall in that economy, you know, with 223,000 paid full-time jobs. So those are some really big, big numbers, and really kind of goes to emphasize the importance of the soybean sector.
He goes on to talk about what makes studies like this so important to farmers all over the Mid-America region.
We kind of get in our daily routines. We don't think about that big picture, and it just kind of brings to attention of the importance of what we do every day and how it affects other people and the national economy. The value chain is wide and big. You know, you got fertilizers, you got transportation, you got the crush, you know, we got oil, we got meal, we got animal food. It's a miracle bean is what it is.
Finally, he says the soybeans' economic impact stretches well beyond just the farm, with new innovations for soybeans that are used in over 1,000 products.
New innovations that are coming out, and most people probably are not aware of, is this here soy foam that fire departments are using for retardants on special chemicals. You know, any food processors where chemical would not be friendly to the processor, soy is a degradable. So that soy foam is just really has a really unique priority to it.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 316-978-FANS.
At Midwest Pain Relief Center, we provide cutting-edge therapies to help patients in the surrounding communities live a more active and full lifestyle. As the top integrated medical clinic in Kansas, we focus on addressing the root causes of your health concerns, not just masking the symptoms. Say goodbye to an endless cycle of prescription medications and costly surgical procedures, and hello to a life full of vitality. Ready to take the next step toward a happier, healthier life? Call us at 620-478-2878 or check us out on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com.
Long hours in the field with early starts and late nights can be a dangerous combination. Farm operators, stay safe and stay alert. Always check your surroundings and know that other traffic shares the road and may or may not be aware of you. Take time to stay safe this harvest season. A reminder from Landall Company. Great jobs with great benefits and a great work environment. Now hiring for all positions. Learn more today and apply online at landall.com/careers. Midwest Products. Great people make great products, and you can rely on Midwest Products of Hanover for concrete, rock, sand, and gravel. Midwest Products. Linda's Insurance Agency with the experience to address all of your crop insurance needs. Reliable and efficient. Call on Linda Schmitz today in Marysville. And CanEquip for New Holland tractors, combines, and farm machinery, as well as Kubota and many other lines. They're your steel sales and service center. CanEquip, Marysville.
Thistles are pesky plants to control because of their vast root systems. When it comes to getting rid of them, timing is everything. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Through your pastures and scout for thistles. The wily weeds propagate very quickly and choke out any grasses growing there. Animals won't graze near them because of their prickly spines and unpalatable flavor, which can lead to overgrazing in other areas. Chris Proctor is a weed management extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the best time to control biennial and perennial thistles is now through early November, when the weed is at its most vulnerable in the rosette stage.
The plants are just small at that point. And so if we're talking, you know, herbicide controls, generally speaking, the smaller the plants, the more effective the control is. I'd say the other part is they're still actively growing. Once they go through winter, they kind of have to harden themselves off to survive winter. And so if you can catch them in the fall as a rosette, they haven't gone through that overwintering process and that dormancy process. And so you tend to have more effective control.
Small populations are much easier to control than larger, more robust populations. Mowing, burning, and digging out the plants will weaken them and may help the effectiveness of herbicides. But keep in mind that there is no one-and-done silver bullet when it comes to good thistle control.
You're not going to kill all those rhizomes and those deep-rooted plants in 1 year. If you got a pretty well-established stand, it's going to be a multi-year process to manage it. So one of the keys is preventing these weeds from setting seed. If they go to seed, you're extending the amount of time it's going to take to get ahead of it. So part of this is controlling the seed bank.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about battling thistles at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Andy Hoosier moving through a Monday today, getting ready for the close in just a little bit here. We've seen things a little bit stagnant in the corn market, not a lot of movement overall. Wheat markets tried to gain into the positive, not quite there yet. Soybeans are slowly moving up further into the green as the day goes along here. And the corn, December corn is sitting right now 3.25 cents lower at 490 even a bushel. March corn's down by 3.75 cents at 504. And 0.75 cents. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's down 1.25 cent to 667.75. March KC wheat down by 1.25 to 677.25. In the oats market, slightly higher numbers here. December oats up by 2.75 cents at 386 even a bushel. In the bean market, November beans are up 4.5 cents at 1284.75. January up by 3.75 cents at 1303.75 cents. The meal for December down $1.60 at 388.40, with the January down $1.90 at 384 even. And the soybean oil for December is in the green at $1.47 at 55.85. The January up by $1.39 at 55.11. Oh, quick in the cotton market, we'll see a lower here. December cotton's down 90 cents right now at 85 and at 16 cents overall. Looking at your U.S. dollar index for the day, December index is in the red by 32 cents, sitting at 106.10. The March index down by 28 cents at 105 and 74 cents right now. Euro slightly in the green at 105. The British pound is sitting at 122 right now. 30-year bonds for December down just over a point, sitting at 111.12. The 10-year notes are slightly in the red as well at 107.06 for the time being. Stock market right now still mostly higher across the board, with the Dow Jones up 276 points in the green at 33,946. The S&P up by 41 points at 4369. And the NASDAQ is a positive 138 points currently at 13,545. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to FloydSells.com.
Wichita State Volleyball continues its annual tradition of hosting their Dig Pink match, supporting breast cancer awareness research, on Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. against long-standing rival Tulsa. A portion of ticket sales will be donated to the Side Out Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans will receive a pink rally towel at the match. Purchase your tickets at GoShockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS. We'll see you at...
Hey, Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
The competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
And remember, when you buy Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. Tender use, on-site seed treatment, and the best service in the business. We truly care, and we test the products before you get them. Pioneer from Performance Ag, 785-313-3064.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Agriculture is constantly evolving and adapting, and this year's Henry C. Gardner Global Food Systems Lecturer at K-State was Greg Dowd, and he discussed what he sees for the future of the industry for the country and Kansas. He explains the opportunities that North America has in agriculture and what it has supporting it moving forward.
We're in the food business. We're about protein. And if you look out 10 years in the future and look all around the world in terms of the supply and demand of protein, the supply of protein, actually, when I'm talking about beef, pork, poultry, dairy, comes nowhere near meeting the demand. And if you have traveled and looked around like I have and studied this, really the only place on earth that can grow more of this stuff is here in the United States, here in North America. Asia, China, South America a little bit, the Europeans are going backwards. Our opportunity to grow more value-added beef, pork, poultry, dairy in Kansas, in the United States, is second to none. And so my charge as part of the Gardner Lecture has been, let's go. Let's get after this. Our better days are ahead of us. Here at K-State and Kansas City, between us, we've got the Animal Health Corridor. We've got NBAF. These are the critical pieces of the puzzle, the future of this in terms of technology in making protein and in animal agriculture. We've got the technology. We've got the water and the grain and everything we need to do this. Let's get after it.
Dowd says how technology is and will be a crucial factor for agriculture as the industry continues.
Technology and what we are learning in agriculture is fascinating today. It is really accelerating in terms of the amount of investment going in this and some of the solutions that we're seeing as a result of this. We have to work with our government and from a policy perspective to get this technology commercialized and approved so we can get a return on investment on it. There is a lot of things to discuss, and from a K-State perspective, you're right in the middle of all this.
The dairy sector in Kansas is expanding, and Dowd shares how his job will give him the opportunity to discuss policy about dairy.
Is there any industry that's growing faster than the dairy industry in Kansas? I'd like to know what it is. It is really changing rapidly what's going on out west, and I think there's enormous opportunities regardless of size and scale of a dairy anywhere in the U.S. Things are changing. The amount of opportunity on the export side has just exploded in the last few years. We're struggling a little bit right now with China, and that the whole world is, but I think that's going to come, and I think from my perspective, just started week five on the job with the National Milk Producers Federation, and on January 1, I'll be the new president and CEO, which means leading that conversation of what we want to do from a policy perspective for the dairy industry in the United States. And that's pretty cool that a farm boy from Jewell County, Kansas gets to do that.
That was K-State alumni Greg Dowd, who is a lecturer for this year's Henry C. Gardner Lecture Series. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.